the processional hymn, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Welcome, everybody, to the Church of the Ascension on this Trinity Sunday, with a particular welcome to representatives from our sister parish of Mara Hamlet. And Anna Hill parishioners will be reciprocating this gesture at the service there later. Beloved in Christ, through the years, Almighty God has moved his people to set apart places for the ministry of his word and sacraments. With gratitude for the fellowship of those who have worshipped in this Church of the Ascension Anna Hilt and in Mara Hamlet Parish Church, we rejoice as we gather to mark the 40th anniversary of the grouping of the two parishes, and to render thanks to Almighty God for the great benefits we have received during these years of Christian worship and service, and to ask those things that are necessary for the continuing life and witness of our two sister churches. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
Round the throne of God, day and night, they never cease to sing, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." O give thanks to the Lord, call on his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing to him, sing praise to him, tell of all his marvelous works. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord,
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us your servants grace, by the confession of a true faith, to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of the divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith, that we may evermore be defended from all adversities, for you live and reign, one God, for ever and ever.
The Old Testament reading is from the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, beginning at verse 1. Does not wisdom call, and does not understanding raise her voice? On the heights beside the way, at the crossroads, she takes her stand, beside the gates in the front of the town. At the entrance of the portals, she cries out, "To you, O people, I call, and my cry is to all that live. The Lord created me at the beginning of his work, the first of his acts of long ago. Ages ago I was set up, at the first before the beginning of the earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth, when there were no springs abounding with water. Before the mountains had been shaped, before the hills, I was brought forth. When he had not yet made earth and fields, or the world's first bits of soil. When he established the heavens, I was there. When he drew a circle on the face of the deep, when he made firm the skies above, when he established the fountains of the deep, when he assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters might not transgress his command, when he marked out the foundations of the earth, then I was beside him like a master worker, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing before him always, rejoicing in his inhabited world, and delighting in the human race." This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. The epistle is from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that, but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. This is the word of the Lord.
Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to St. John, chapter 16, beginning at verse 12.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The 30th of June 1982 was definitely a new day for both our parishes when the late Canon Eric Kingston, the sitting rector of Annahilt, was instituted as rector of Mara Hamlet by the then Bishop of Down and Dromore, the Right Reverend Dr. Robin Eames. After a long vacancy in Mara Hamlet following the bishop's curacy of the late Reverend, later Canon Victor McKeown, both Annahilt and Mara Hamlet entered into dialogue, sensing that they could fulfill their God-given mission better together than separately, with each maintaining a substantial measure of parochial independence. This was facilitated by forging a group of parishes, with each having its own select vestry, with each its own representation on diocesan synod, and also with representatives of both parishes on any future board of nomination called to appoint a new rector whenever a clerical vacancy arose. And during the 40 years which have followed, both Annahilt and Mara Hamlet together have explored new and evolving ways to join forces for the advancement of God's kingdom. Those of you who belong to either parish in 1982 may not have always used the word grouping. You may have called the idea a restart or partnership, or even something more indirect like joining forces or building a legacy. Whatever label may have been used then, the core idea remains of two churches coming together as one, the sharing and integrating of people, structures, systems, and resources to achieve a common purpose, doing life and ministry together as a vibrant, healthy expression of Christ's body, the Church. Each parish has offered a slightly different benefit, but as long-established churches have drawn closer together over the years, entering a growth cycle marked by fresh vitality, new spiritual energy, and greater community engagement and joyful momentum. Now, where do we find parochial groupings in the Bible? Of course, the word group isn't there, but the concept is supported throughout Scripture. The Apostle Paul taught there is one body, one spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. The psalmist declared how good and pleasant it is when God's people dwell together in unity. And the entire drama of the New Testament is the story of God bringing diverse groups together toward that divine reality. Jesus talks of having other sheep, in other words, Gentiles, that need to be brought into the flock. He said that the temple should be a house of prayer for all nations, not just the Jews. The book of the Acts of the Apostles demonstrates a wide variety of people, groups that are all brought into one church to the point, as St. Paul explains later, that in Christ there is no longer any distinction between Jews and Gentiles,
circumcised and uncircumcised, barbarians, savages, slaves, and free. But Christ is all. Christ is in all. Paul explains how Gentiles have been grafted into the same vine as the Jews, and how God brought Jews and Gentiles together as though we were only one person when he united us in peace by uniting Jews and Gentiles in one body. The church is even likened to the union of male and female when forming a marriage. God is a champion for grouping, for bringing diverse people together into a beautiful mosaic that reflects that heaven, what heaven will look like on earth. Don't verbs like grafting, reconciling, uniting, and marrying all convey the idea of grouping? Jews and Gentiles, men and women, rich and poor, slave and free, traditional and contemporary, old and young, denominational and non-denominational, are all invited to join, to merge, if you like, with his family on earth and demonstrate the power of the gospel to transform lives and to break down the walls that divide us. That, of course, is not to suggest that every church should amalgamate with another church. However, it seems appropriate that parishes ought to consider doing so, as Anna Hilton Mara Hamlet did 40 years ago, if it would better fulfill the biblically driven mission of one's church and better extend God's kingdom in one's community. Grouping is congruent with the heart of God, the principles of Scripture, and the ideal of more effectively using the resources God has provided. The word partnership has changed the life of the Christian church. The Bible tells how Peter caught so many fish that his boat was about to sink. He called over another boat as they partnered together to capture all the blessing God was giving them. That's what happened as we came together to make a difference in the communities to which we belong 40 years ago. The importance of bringing another boat alongside finds expression through many different values across Scripture. Wherever churches have existed for as long as ours have, the Church of the Ascension Anna Hilt, 166 years, with a church on site since the 8th century, and 207 years in Mara Hamlet, there is a potential for healthy and fruitful church groupings. Jesus said, "I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it." Jesus is building his church, a prevailing church at that. His desire for his bride is that she be healthy, unified, collaborative, and effective. All local churches, the strong, the stable, and the struggling ones, are churches that Jesus loves. Parishes amalgamate so that they may, for instance, be more unified, as we read in John chapter 17, may they be brought to complete unity to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them. Or more purposeful, being like-minded, being one in spirit and purpose, as Paul says to the Philippians. Or as we read in Ecclesiastes, two are better than one because they have a good return for their work. And fruitful, again, as recorded by St. John, "This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." Today, we give thanks to God that when both our parishes fell on that spectrum 40 years ago, people believed it was worth prayerfully exploring whether each would be a potential candidate for a parochial grouping as a means of building his church overall and extending his kingdom in new ways over the years which have followed. For those good things to have happened, both parties in the grouping have had to take at least a certain measure of risk, a step of faith without a total guarantee of success. But the reality has proved, together, we have found ways of making the grouping work and experiencing noteworthy good results. In our individual lives, we take long shots on other dreams, maybe of owning our own home or business or rising to the top of our field, even though we know that in the final outcome, only a few may actually make it. Challenges are still present for today's groupings or amalgamations. But as Jesus told us, with God, all things are possible. In the years to come, let us use our parochial partnership to fulfill Christ's great commission in ways that God is eager to bless. Let that something be for our two parishes to explore. Perhaps this will be the new thing that God might want to do with us and for us, motivated by a strong, future-oriented sense of mission and expanded outreach, rather than merely a desire for institutional survival. Preceded by three exploratory questions to determine the next 40 years. Could we accomplish yet more together than separately? Would our communities be better served? And could the kingdom of God be further extended? Those questions represent the heart of a mission-driven partnership. Though some of the conversations in advance of the grouping of Anna Hilton Mara Hamlet 40 years ago may have begun in circumstances to some extent motivated by survival, the dream over the years since and in the years to come must surely be that of a renewed or greater mission. In the years and decades ahead, may we be revitalized as our parochial grouping's healthy momentum continues with increased signs of spiritual vitality. And may this be the type of story we'll all both hear about and experience as we move forward. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son,
with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, we pray for your church and all the world, for this diocese and for David, our bishop. Following our diocesan cycle of prayer, we remember the parish of Newry and the rector, the Reverend Scott MacDonald. We thank you for those who in past years pioneered the grouping of these parishes and all others who have since worshipped and served you in both places. Those who taught the Christian faith to others, those whose ministries have been a source of blessing over the years, and those who have faithfully held various positions of responsibility in both congregations. In this parish and in our sister parish of Mara Hamlet, we pray that we would find ourselves living for others, moving outwards, and being blessed in doing so. As you have put your name in both our centers of worship, bless their witness to our day and for generations yet to come. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of creation, look with favor on the earth you have made and which you have given us to cherish and protect. Guide the nations in the ways of justice and of peace, and through your Spirit, bring all of them to knowledge of you. We praise you for giving to every nation its own culture and its own dignity. Bless Elizabeth, our Queen, the Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, the Secretary of State, Brandon Lewis, and the government, all in the Legislative Assembly here in Northern Ireland, as well as President Michael D. Higgins, the Taoiseach Micheál Martin, Tánaiste de Leo Varadkar, and government in the Republic. May your Holy Spirit make us passionately aware of the needs in the society where we are set. We pray for all serving in all ranks of the armed forces, the Royal Navy, and the Royal Air Force. We remember also those whose devotion to duty and supreme sacrifice enabled the liberation of the Falkland Islands 40 years ago this week. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, awaken our hearts to your presence in all people, in those we love, in those whom we find it difficult to love, in those who differ from us and those who are familiar to us. May our church be known throughout the communities in which we live as a place where all may come in hope and joy. May those of different ages and occupations, of religious and political opinions, not be isolated from each other, but rather live and work together for the common good and find true community in the fellowship of Christ's people. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, we pray for the gift of life with its blessings and sorrows. Shield the joyous, comfort and strengthen those in any type of need or trouble, especially the sick. Relieve and protect those who are suffering in the conflict regions of the world, especially Ukraine. Come in love to the oppressed peoples of Syria and Myanmar. Amid the clash of powerful, selfish wills, let your will be done. And on this day of celebration, visit with your love those who are held back from coming to church through guilt or fear, or scorn or pride or indifference and lack of commitment. Draw them into the Christian fellowship, which is the assembly of the faithful. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Lord of eternity, bind us together by your Holy Spirit in communion with all those of past generations who have worshipped you here, who, having confessed the faith, have died in the peace of Christ, that we may entrust ourselves and one another and our whole life to you, Lord God, and come with all your saints to the joys of your eternal kingdom.
Amen.
Merciful Father,
Father,
accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. We do not presume. Come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Peace to you from God our Heavenly Father. Peace from his Son Jesus Christ, who is our peace. Peace from the Holy Spirit, the life giver. The peace of the triune God be always with you.
And also with you.
The hymn, God is here as we his people meet to offer praise and prayer.
Thank you.
Christ our Passover has been sacrificed for us. The Lord is here.
Strengthen us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. And now we give you thanks for your blessing on this house of prayer, where through your grace we offer you the sacrifice of praise, and are built by your Spirit into a temple made without hands, even the body of your Son, Jesus Christ. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image, male and female you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death. We celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church, and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. As our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to sing. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. May I ask those who wish to receive communion if they would stand, please, in their pew. Those not receiving may remain seated. Thank you. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given us, your servants, grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity. Keep us steadfast in this faith, that we may evermore be defended from all adversities, for you live and reign, one God, for ever and ever.
Amen.
Almighty God,
Almighty God, we
thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love, defend you on every side, and guide you in truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you and remain with you always. Thank everyone who has contributed to this special service today, to Joshua for playing, to our various readers, to the choir, and to everyone who by their presence and participation has contributed to this special service. Immediately following this service, there will be coffee and light refreshments in the parochial hall in support of Christian Aid. Items for the food bank may be left in the church porch or in the hall porch following the service today. There are copies of the book we distributed at the Jubilee event last Sunday afternoon, Our Faithful Queen. Those who haven't had the opportunity of receiving one, do please inquire of the church wardens and you'll be welcome to take a copy, one per household. Sunday next is Children's Day and the prize distribution of church loyalty and Sunday school prizes. In both churches, this is an important occasion also during the year, and I do hope many will be present to support our young people here at 10 o'clock and in Mara Hamlet at 12 noon. The recessional hymn, Angel Voices Ever Singing Round Thy Throne of Light. in peace to love and serve the Lord.